So, is it possible to do something on an energetic level to raise our well-being and strengthen the immune system?
Yes, it is. Many complementary practitioners use their hands, crystals, acupuncture needles, or other tools to balance the flow of etheric energy through the body. Homeopathic remedies will treat at an etheric level. However, most importantly, we need to eat quality food and drink quality water. To get either is not easy anymore due to the widespread pollution, which we talked about earlier on in this tape. As food contains water, it is equally susceptible to picking up vibrational imprints, which are harmful to us. Furthermore, processed foods or tap water are lifeless. They have virtually no bioenergetic field. Victor Schauberger would say their processing methods are fundamentally wrong and against nature. Take tap water. It is forced under pressure through unnatural straight pipes, which don't allow it to move in a spiraling way. By the way, have you ever let go of the end of your garden hose when you've got water flowing through it fast?
Yes, it snakes like mad, and the end is quite difficult to catch again.
Well, that is water asserting itself after the confines of the straitjacket-like water pipes. This snaking, spiraling motion is intrinsic to water. Every natural stream does it.
So, by being forced under pressure through these unnatural straight pipes, water loses its bioenergetic charge, its life force. Moreover, it is exposed to chemical treatment which leaves its imprint in the water, as do the toxins such as fertilizers and pesticides that are physically removed in the water treatment plants.
What about the chemicals that are deliberately added to our drinking water in order to improve the quality, or so we are told?
Well, this is a very big topic by itself. Take fluoride. There are two basic types of fluoride. Calcium fluoride, which is a naturally occurring mineral, and sodium fluoride, which is not naturally occurring and is a waste product of the aluminium industry. Fluoride is terribly poisonous. On the poisonous substances list, it comes second only to arsenic. Fluoride is classed more poisonous than lead. Whilst the human body can metabolize the naturally occurring calcium fluoride, this does not happen with sodium fluoride, which is what is used in water fluoridization. Because sodium fluoride cannot be metabolized, it accumulates in the body even if taken only in minute doses. Aluminium, which is used in municipal water treatment to improve the clarity of water, is strongly linked to Alzheimer's since it gets deposited in the brain.
Well, what water should we drink then? Is bottled water okay?
I'm afraid bottled water is not always what it's cracked up to be either. For a start, as I've mentioned before, all water has been affected by atmospheric or other pollution, apart from isolated, confined groundwater reserves that were formed before the Industrial Revolution. So, even bottled water would carry negative vibrational imprints. Then, the regulations on bottled water quality are a lot less stringent than for tap water. So the chances of having physical contaminants in water is higher for bottled water than for tap water. A lot of bottled waters are carbonated. This artificial carbonation of water is entirely different to the natural carbonation of water in the ground. Basically, artificial carbonation causes an otherwise stale and lifeless water or soft drink to become temporarily sparkling. This gives you the impression that you are drinking something fresh and good. Quite a clever scheme, really.